Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
It is great to be with you guys today. We are currently at our Next Level event in Orlando, Florida, and it is so amazing to see all of these like-minded entrepreneurs growing together, learning together, kind of building that community and just loving on one another. Mike, Tracy, Andrea, Lindsay, our whole GMCC team is out there currently serving our Next Level members. And so I am here today to kind of help you guys on how to find balance between growing your business and your home life, because that's really, really important. Being an entrepreneur, you have a certain drive for success. You have like this internal engine that's going that has pushed you to really do more than just have a job, right? You think about it, you're worried about it, your business is your baby, and it's a completely different mindset that together can build some really amazing things, but that same mindset that pushes you to grow, to build, to succeed, can also have a really hard time shutting down. And what happens is you ultimately end up just hyper-focused on your business, which is awesome, but then you kind of neglect yourself, your emotional well-being, your sanity, your family, your friends, and you kind of forget to live life. And that can ultimately lead to your family feeling like neglected or alienated from you, which can create a lot more stress in your life than you need. And you end up getting burnt out, feeling frustrated and overwhelmed. And what that does is it ends up taking away that initial drive and passion that got you into entrepreneurship to begin with. And maybe even losing your friends and family because they're like, I don't need this anymore. So balancing out your home life and your business isn't just a nicety. It is crucial. Crucial for your sanity, for your ability to kind of like keep going and not completely burn out, and also for your business ultimately. Most of you are pretty familiar with Mike's story about how when he first started with his first business, he was just so hyper focused on that, he ended up driving himself and his first wife kind of crazy. And you know that, you know, he ended up, it ultimately cost him his marriage. And that he kind of ended up discovering by default, by being just totally burnt out, that he had to find his core values and live those core values. And that not only helped him find the joy back in having a business, but it ultimately grew his business exponentially. But that's honestly just part of the story, believe it or not. Maverick says, getting business is my headache right now. How do I approach business to offer them my services? Franchise isn't helping. Great, great question, Maverick. And it's not an easy 1-2 punch question. It's kind of multi-layered and it would really be a topic for a different day, but I highly recommend that you check out that free on-demand training at growmycleaningcompany.com. It can definitely help you get on the right track as far as how to create systems to attract clients to you that not only are just clients, but clients that can actually grow your business and are a joy to work with. So definitely check that out. But today we're going to talk about balancing the business out. So kind of back to what I was saying as far as Mike really discovering what was important and what grew his business, it wasn't just the core values, but it was also understanding that you need to take the time to disconnect from your business in order for you to allow your brain to rest. If you think about it in terms of staring at like if you've got a map, right? And the map is like through like this little keyhole, and all you can do is focus through that tiny little hole in the keyhole. You can't see the whole map. So all you're thinking about is, I only have this small portion of the map. I can't see the direction that I'm coming or going. There's no other external input coming in other than the current issues that you're resolving or your employees or trying to find customers. You get really hyper-focused and myopic on that one problem. The thing is, you need those external forces, those external inputs to kind of help your brain become more creative. So giving yourself that time to enjoy life as your work, the life that you're actually working really hard to build, you need to enjoy it. The only non-renewable resource that you have is time. You can always make more money. You can always buy more stuff. You can always get more customers or more employees, but you cannot, through any means, get one more second on this earth that is allotted to you. So if you spend all of your time focused on this business in exchange for that someday in the future, you're gonna squander all of that time, and you're gonna find yourself at the end of your life never having actually lived your life, which is unacceptable. You guys are amazing. I want you to have the lives that you want, not just focusing on trying to build a life, but actually enjoying the life. And that means you need to like separate. So the secret sauce is that time that you're giving yourself is really allowing yourself to recharge and to be more creative. Giving yourself that time to get that external output. You know, like if you guys have ever watched House, you know, with Hugh Laurie, where he's kind of like this genius medical guy, and they've got this problem and they're trying to solve it, and they're like super focused on one thing and they can't figure it out. And then, you know, he's doing something random or somebody says something and all of a sudden he comes up with the solution. It's actually not that far off from the reality of it. Like you need to be able to think creatively in order to come up with creative systems and processes to solve your problems. So when Mike and I have actually gone on vacations, we've actually come up with the most creative, the most exciting, the most, life-changing decisions and concepts while we're just kind of like walking along the beach or having a nice dinner somewhere or just taking a walk in the forest. It's those times where we're really not hyper-focused on the business that we can dream and we can be creative, that we're coming up with like the best solutions that have actually grown our business faster than any other think tank session while you're sitting there in an office trying to create a solution to a problem. So that's great. But how do you do it, right? Like, how do you actually get out of this day-to-day grind where you are constantly focused on every single problem that comes up? You guys have heard this before, but it is super important. Boxing your time. You need to be really intentional with what you do with your time during the day. You need to be firm with it. Set aside time for business, and set aside time for friends and family, and set aside time for just thinking. And you have to be okay with giving yourself a certain amount of time every day and then stopping. If you're not finished, that's okay. It's okay to not have to work through every single problem as soon as they come up. You can prioritize those problems if they're absolutely on fire and need to be taken care of right away. But for the vast majority of things that you're doing every day, you can absolutely set aside, okay, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., I return phone calls. From 9:30 to 10:30, I return emails. And then from, this time to this time, I actually take a break. I don't answer my phone. I don't check my emails. I don't take problems from employees. I am taking an intentional break to recharge, to eat, to think, to breathe, whatever those things are. And you have to be really rigid about it, because as soon as you start allowing people to take that time from you, then they know, oh, well, if I just push hard enough, I can get, Natalie to give me her attention. And then what happens is you end up trying to multitask or do multiple things at the same time, and you end up doing them all poorly. Because, and I hate to admit it, I am so guilty of trying to multitask all the time, and I end up not giving each thing its the attention and the focus that it deserves, and then I do them poorly and I make mistakes, which end up costing me more time. So it'll actually take you 2 hours to do a 10-minute task because you are allowing all of these external things to come in and interrupt you. And then there's no time for rest and relaxation at the end of the day. You're stressed out because you go home and you didn't actually get anything accomplished. And then your family's miserable because you are constantly stressed out and worrying about the business. Evie Lynn says box time will save you so much more than just time and sanity, health and relationships. You, sister, are one of my favorite people, and that is just absolutely true. It is so true that you just need to be able to systematize your time and set it aside intentionally. Instead of allowing the day to take over your life, you are taking control of your day and your life. So thank you for sharing that. And we love and miss you, and hope you are doing well. The second thing on that boxing time, and it kind of goes with it, is creating systems, right? You have to be able to create systems on how to spend your time. And over time, and it won't be perfect, right? Basically what you do is, as you're doing a certain task, and this will actually kind of go into the third step, which is super important and coming up, but writing down how you do things. So for example, if you start off the day and you return phone calls, you reply to emails, you do different tasks throughout the day, you can do, you know, bookkeeping, whatever it is, whatever stage you are in your business. I know that at the beginning, you're typically wearing a lot of hats, and there's no one else to help you. So you kind of have to do all of those things in the beginning because there's just not enough money to start. But as you grow and as you expand your businesses, there will be money to hire new people on and have those take over those tasks. And the best way to do that is to write down an itemized list and step-by-step process of how you do every single thing that you do. So when you offload that to somebody else, and actually more importantly, when you do it, because you are probably more likely to break your own rules than anybody else, which I'm guilty of, it helps you to stay on track. So I would highly recommend writing out a list of everything that you do, breaking it down into like small bullet points and say like, you know, for 5 minutes I do this, and then 10 minutes I do this, and this is exactly how I do it, and this is the order that I do it. So you have like the systemized list of your daily tasks, and so when you were doing them, you can actually follow it, and you're less likely to kind of wander off to rabbit trails or answer phone calls or put out fires. And then ultimately, when we move to the third step, which is delegating, you are able to offload that far easier than having to take a tremendous amount of time on how to train somebody. So much easier to give somebody a list of tasks to do that are broken out by step and how much time they should take than to train somebody to stand over their shoulder, to watch what they're doing. That whole process is just a complete and utter waste of your time. So kind of moving from the boxing time to creating systems to delegating, like I touched on before, when you're first starting, you're always wearing too many hats. When Mike and I first started, we built 3 businesses, sold 2 in the last 10 years. And always there's a tremendous amount of work to be done in the beginning, but you tend to wear too many hats. And it's really hard to let control go to other people because the business is your baby and nobody else is going to care as much as you do. And so then you start lying to yourself saying, well, I'm just going to handle this task because it's just too important, or I can't get these things done. But then you realize these are like $10 or $15 an hour tasks. These are not owner of a company tasks. These are tasks that could be delegated to somebody who's competent, that has the right mindset, that's trainable and coachable and has the same core values as you, but you need to be able to find those. So we had to take a bit of our own coaching and go, wait a minute, why am I doing all of these different tasks? Why am I doing the job of 10 different people when I should be focusing on the direction of our company? I should be focusing on big picture things because that's where my value is. And I should be hiring people that are, quite frankly, more competent than I am at all of these things. So that's what we did. We took our own coaching, and we ended up hiring some amazing people that I'm sure some of you people are familiar with. Lindsay, she is a lifesaver, and I just am so grateful for her. She has been able to serve Cleaning Nation and the rest of our team at such a high level And I am so grateful for her and for her talents and abilities. She's honestly, quite frankly, done a much better job at doing all of those things in the background than I was. And then we have, you know, Tracy, who's our mindset coach, and she is just phenomenal. Mike is an amazing coach. He can really drill down your business and knock down like the tactical stuff, but like that mindset stuff is not really his forte, right? And so we were like, well, why don't we get somebody who is excellent at that? Because we want to be able to provide an amazing service to people, and we would be doing them a disservice by trying to multitask and do all of these things at the same time and provide like this thing that we just can't humanly do. So what we ended up doing was, you know, creating these core value-based ads, which really drew an amazing rock star group of people around us, who you guys know now as the GMCC team. And they have been able to provide a service that is above and beyond anything that Mike and I could have done, even if there were 100 hours in the day. So that has freed us up to really focus on the business and focus on being able to provide amazing things like this next level event here in Orlando, our Millionaire Mastermind Group, our Leap program. It has really been able to grow the business, serve better, serve at a higher level, and ultimately help more people like you in Cleaning Nation grow their businesses, to serve their clients better, to hire more people, to kind of like, you know, perpetuate the whole thing about growing a business, which is amazing. It's not just you and your family and your business and the financial and the time freedom that you get, but it is also the people's lives that you touch, the people that you serve, the employees that you're hiring, their families. It has like this growth that is so positive and so wonderful. And if you're trying to do everything all at the same time and driving yourself insane, you are missing out on being able to provide that service to the world, right? I mean, there are some of you that are, you know, the majority of you here in the States, but, you know, there's Canada and Mexico and all over the world and, you know, Australia and the UK. And what you guys are doing, the services that you're providing are so valuable to people. You're giving them their time freedom back. You're giving them the energy back. And you're doing something that is so helpful to so many people. And we want to be able to help you do that. And the only way that we can do that is with an amazing team that we've been able to delegate other tasks to, that they can do a far better job. Sylvia says, for every task you're able to pass on in your company as job systems, it's a blessing to someone's life. And that itself should be the biggest inspiration. Get rid of those hats. Sylvia, couldn't have said it better myself. You are absolutely right. Being able to provide a job to somebody and have them excel at that job and allow you to be the entrepreneur and the business owner that drives your company to succeed and do better is far better for everybody than trying to do everything or be something to everyone. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs that I think are incredibly intelligent and hardworking and wonderful people who want to make big changes in the world, and they're hindering themselves because they are trying to do everything themselves. And I know that their motives are certainly with a servant's heart and wanting to do wonderful things, but that same mentality is exactly what's holding them back from doing even greater things. So if I were to just give you guys one piece of advice, give yourself the permission to put yourself, your mental health, your time, your energy first. And because of that, it's going to allow you to grow your business, to expand, and to really provide an amazing service above and beyond what you think is even possible. So to recap, box your time, intentionally choose what you're going to do with your day throughout the day. Be okay with not completing a task. I mean, like, you know, if it's something that's like, hey, the water main's breaking and like the whole floor is flooding and the emergency, like the alarm's going off, those things obviously are a little time sensitive, but the vast majority of those things aren't really time sensitive. I know it's hard to differentiate between what is an emergency and what can be done well over the next couple of days, but that's a muscle that you will build and give you some clarity, right? Like if you are exhausted, stressed out, tired, and in this fight or flight response, your ability to creatively come up with solutions or resolutions to any issues you have is greatly diminished, right? Like you just aren't thinking well when you are panicked. So you need to be able to tell yourself, it is okay, I am not Superman, Superwoman, super whatever. I am a human being, I have a family or I have friends, and I need time to recharge, and I'm allowing myself to do that because I know ultimately it is going to serve myself, my employees, my clients, and the world at large far better if I am fresh and creative and rested. So please give yourself that opportunity, and don't reframe it as, oh, I can't do everything all at once. Reframe it as, I'm giving my best to my business and to the people around me, and I need to do that by setting time limits and constraints around how hard I'm working. And then second, the creating your systems, writing down everything that you do, how you do it. And through time, you'll find out, oh my gosh, I'm wasting all of this time by doing all of this extra stuff. I could have just skipped these steps by doing that. And you're going to perfect that list. And by the time you're able to pass it off to somebody else, that list is going to be so tight and so clean, they're going to be able to do an amazing job just based off that list. And then finally, delegating those tasks to people who share your core values, who can do those tasks better than you can because they're just doing that one task, right? If I asked you to juggle balls and drive around on a unicycle and balance plates on your head, that's a big ask. But if I say, okay, I just want you to learn how to juggle, I just want that person to learn how to ride a unicycle, and this person to stand here with a plate on their head, they're gonna do it far better than you could have done all three at the same time. So, and just one final thing on that is that the core values are crucial, right? We oftentimes get that warm body syndrome where we're like, okay, fine, I want to delegate all of these tasks, so I'm just gonna find anybody that is breathing and willing to do it. That's gonna end up costing you a lot of heartache and headache in the future, because oftentimes we will hire people because they have cleaning experience, or hire a bookkeeper because they were on Upwork and they said they could do it, or whatever, you know, task you're doing, and we neglect to even dive into whether or not that person has the right attitude and the right core values match as we do. So make sure that first and foremost their core values match, that they have the same drive and the same beliefs and the same kind of, like, you know, worldview that you do, because it's so much easier to train somebody that shares those beliefs to have a skill set than it is to find somebody with a skill set and then try to coax or cajole a good attitude out of them, right? Like, people that are like, I already know all of this, I don't need to learn, I don't need to grow, very, very difficult for them to change or to modify and to become better because they think they already know everything. So it's really important to hire for attitude or hire for core values match and train, you know, ideally they already have some kind of experience in that, but train them the way that you want them to, than to hire somebody that has a skill set and then try to, like, beat it out of them to, like, be coachable and learningable. Laura says, where can I find more info on establishing core values? Again, that should be on the online masterclass that we have. It's totally free. You go to growmycleaningcompany.com and it kind of touches on that. But effectively, core values are, you know, 4 or 5 words that really describe you. Here's a really good, like, measuring stick. If somebody does something that really upsets you, that everyone else is like, why are you so upset over this thing? It's so trivial. It's usually because they've violated one of your core values. So if they, you know, that's a really good, like, you know, marker to see if something is a core value to you. And you can also do kind of like a 5x5 exercise where you text 5 of your closest people that know you the best and ask them for 5 words that they would use to describe you. And if you keep seeing the same words over and over and over again, typically that's because it's a core value and people have noticed it. And then you live your life by those core values, right? Like, you, every decision that you make goes through some kind of internal filter, right? Everybody kind of reacts differently to different situations, and that's because they have core values and their decision-making process goes through those filters. And if you can find people that have those same filters, you can anticipate that they're going to react the same way that you do. And what that does is it allows you to not have to micromanage those people, because you can kind of expect that they're going to use the same problem-solving methods that you would, and they're going to make the right decisions that you would have made, right? So instead of having somebody that's like, well, you know, this person was able to, you know, like, one of my cleaners stole some money, and the other person, you know, denies it or whatever, well, that's like not a core values match if honesty, integrity, or, you know, being real is one of your core values. But if those people share those core values, the likelihood of them actually doing something like that is quite low, because they have that same shared core value belief, and it's going to save you a lot of headache in the past or in the future. So anyway, I am out of time, and I love you guys. I am so thankful for Cleaning Nation and all that you guys do for the people around you. It is such a blessing to be able to serve you guys. I really wish that you could be here with us in Orlando, learning and growing. Definitely go to growmycleaningcompany.com, check out that free on-demand masterclass, and it'll kind of like walk you through some of the best stuff that Mike has got. So, love you guys. Have a great rest of your week. Stay safe out there. And thanks for letting me spend some time with you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.